Lady Gaga and Ariana Grande. This is from Sarah in Walthamstow, who says, you ask what we miss of Soho. I miss Nelly Deans, Pierre Victoire, The Crown and Two Chairmen, all of them on Dean Street, Joe, where I used to live and I go back to regularly when I can. Well, you will have seen a big change there then, Sarah, because as I say, I was down there last week and Soho was closed. And as you've just heard, so many of the businesses in Soho are hospitality-based and have therefore been hit extremely hard by COVID. So there is a plan now to have a festival, a Save Soho Festival. John James is Manager Director at Soho Estates and he joins me on the show this afternoon. Hello, John.
Hi, Joe. Good afternoon. Thank you for inviting me.
Well, you were probably... We started to talk about this when the show kicked off half an hour ago. I only have to mention Soho, and this is a London radio station, and the support for Soho and the love and affection for Soho is quite evident. Tell me what the state of Soho is like at the moment.
Well, so, I mean, Soho is a ghost town, Joe. I mean, it's just frightening. I mean, I actually live in the country, and so I'm not able to travel in easily. But I've been sent pictures of Soho streets as they are today, and a friend of mine went round on a bicycle and videoed the streets, and it's an unbelievable scene. It's nothing that anyone in our lifetime has ever seen.
I actually videoed it myself. I mean, that sounds shocking. I did it because I just thought this is history, you know, because never in my lifetime has Bar Italia ever been closed. Never was the Groucho boarded up. I mean, it was unbelievable. I just wanted to see it for myself. And I always describe it as being like the heartbeat in London's West End. It's whatever you felt, if you walked through Soho, you'd feel a bit better because all human life was there. And a lot of that atmosphere was free just to walk through it. But it relied also on footfall, as I said at the beginning. A lot of it is basically in hospitality. You know, all the pubs, the clubs, the drinking establishments, the bars and the hotels. So I guess that's what this festival is about, is it?
Well, yeah, I mean, basically, we've got in the streets we're asking for a temporary situation, which is all Compton Street, Dean Street, Frith Street, Greek Street, from Soho Square down. In those streets, there are 42 businesses who are in the hospitality businesses, not all of which are our tenants, but majority of them are. And when this first happened, and they closed down for the first time in March, you know, the people, the landlords per se, are not always the most sympathetically looked at, but we landlords, myself and others, no rent came in March quarter, and it could have been expected. No rent definitely will come in June quarter, which cannot be expected because people can't trade, they can't pay. So I contacted all our tenants and sort of said, look, we're not going to fuss about debt. We're going to look to recovery and we'll give you either deferred rent or time to pay or pay me next year. You will not pay me money until you open. And you can trade for a month before you do that. So the idea being that some of the more vulnerable businesses in Soho, the ones we love, the rich tapestry of Soho's colour, the small entrepreneurial restaurant or cafe or bar, they cannot survive this procedure of distancing. If a man has a restaurant for 50 covers, he cannot survive with 20. Therefore, as soon as the furlough process finishes and that man opens his doors, basically he opens his doors to bills and he'll decide not to. So the simple thing we sort of started asking for, and in itself is a complicated thing, but the actual idea is simple. In the streets, you just basically prevent traffic, which would be a pleasant thing for a lot of people also, and you allow the traders to go into the street, into the fresh air, and acquire the right amount of space for social distancing. The people involved in these businesses are all very, very proper people. And I mean proper by there's an expression called fit and proper to hold a license, which is how you get a liquor license. And you are passed by the authorities to do that. So these people are very capable of managing this, you know, and the logistical problems that will come with deliveries and waste and all the things in residential amenity. But this is a temporary measure in a time when we are economically on our knees, and if we fail to help, I fear for Soho, because it will be closed for a lot longer than
you're
than
so right. I mean, listening to you talk about social distancing in those establishments, I mean, okay, there's Kettner's, which has quite large dining rooms and everything, but most of them, it's like Manhattan. They're higgledy-piggledy. The uniqueness of that area is all these restaurants and bars and everything are all really cramped, and that's what we loved about it, and being on top of each other. That's part of the whole deal. So, yes, I mean, how on earth social distancing is going to be practiced, I have no idea. Taking it out on the streets is a fantastic idea, but you know, you rely on really good weather. I mean, I don't know whether you're planning on doing this over, are you planning on doing it over a weekend?
No, I'm making a suggestion, the promotion of this idea, and the operators will pick up on it. I mean, my view is it could last as long as the weather allows it to.
So it's constant. It is there out on the street.
Well, we've given it the tag of a festival because it creates something to look forward to in my view, something you can put tag on. But in truth, there are plenty of tables and chairs on the streets in Soho now, on the pavements in Soho now. So it's only an extension of al fresco dining to allow some commercial activity to come back.
And do you know what my producer's just said to me? And it's, we were talking, John, about, oh gosh, 2 weeks ago, we were talking to a retail visionary who was talking about Oxford Street, and he said, and I keep quoting him, he said, in 10 years' time, Oxford Street is going to be like Edinburgh Festival. Everyone will be out on the streets. Everyone will be selling their wares on the streets to get our custom. And that's what you're going to be doing. It will be like being at Edinburgh Festival, won't it?
I think it will, you know, because if you think about what Soho is prior to COVID, you know, you've just mentioned it. You walk down a Soho street at 7 o'clock at night, and it is a buzz with people. And there's many, many, many various people going to. I mean, the people are going into the Scargo, they're going into Soho House, they're going into Groucho, they're going into the Noodle Bar, they're going into some basement for God knows what reason for. But they're all there, and they're all up and down the streets, and it is such a vibrancy, such a buzz, and it is the heart of London. But I mean, this idea, it's for the rest of the country as well to follow through. I mean, that's what should be happening, and in my view, that we concentrate on Soho because we love it and we're part of its community. But the idea of doing this, I mean, it's been picked up in many other countries. It's been picked up in Manchester, Liverpool. You could roll this out to allow a relief from this current catastrophic period.
Yeah, absolutely. When I was walking there, we always forget that there are people living there. There's a school there. I don't know. Is the school open, John? Do you know?
I don't know if it's reopened, but I know. I mean, the school has been there for many years. In fact, we're one of the supporters of the school. And it's a strange school, a strange entrance to a school in the middle of a sort of a shopping street.
It is just the weirdest, you know, to hear these children playing and you're wandering through Soho. I always envy. I thought, oh God, I wish I'd gone to school in Soho.
It's quite a nice noise, isn't it?
Oh, it's fantastic. But that's what I mean about the place. All human life is in that place, and we need it to go back there. And also, you know, this is summer, and so far, touch wood, the summer's looked good. So hopefully we will have the climate that we can make this succeed as well. When are you thinking of starting?
Well, this is all dependent on the relaxation of the rules. And also, there is conflict in agendas, and I understand the residents are a bit panicked that there might be a very noisy street party going on for months.
But I've never come on, if you live in Soho, you buy into that. You don't live in Soho.
I agree in some ways, but they do. You know, they live there. You've got to take care of all part of this community and try and help make it work. That's the point. We've got to pull together to make it work. That's the real point here. But what is absolutely required here, the government has to relax the complicated licensing laws, because that's what's required to put your tables and chairs in the street.
Right.
It's quite a difficult and complex.
I know that because I live on a high street and we're constantly being given, what's it called when you're sent, you're asked your opinion whether the restaurant downstairs can put one chair on the pavement.
Yeah, well, the consultation process for residences is also involved. I mean, look, I'm trying to do this by the time we are allowed to. Let's call that July the 15th, if that's the case, right?
Okay, July the 15th. And wouldn't you have thought, it's not my place to say this, you know, that wouldn't you have thought the authorities would see whatever we need to get this city back up and running? You know, it's the heartbeat in our city is Soho. So surely one chair or two chairs and some tables out on the pavements, surely they can relax the rules somewhat just to get the heart beating again, wouldn't you think?
I would absolutely think that, and you know, but you've got to think to yourself, right? We've got an extraordinary crisis here, so the government focuses on one thing, which is the health of well-being of people, which I understand that perfectly. But then you have the next thing that's the consequences of such is that we have an economic crisis arriving in this country that will far outweigh the death rate and possible poverty of half the nation. So the government's got to, so at one point the government's got to swing around and think, oh, hang on, we need to be doing something about the economy as well, within the social distancing rules, or we all wait and hopefully they will change these rules and none of this might need to be possible.
Well, let's see. We've run out of time, John. It's really interesting to talk to you. There's so much more that could be said. The best thing everyone can do who loves Soho is go to the Save Soho website, which is savesoho.co.uk. Go to that, add your opinion, add your weight to it, add your suggestions, and hopefully that date in July is going to happen. John James, thank you.